Your AI stack has expiry dates Monday, August 10, 2026. Welcome to today's AI Engineering Intelligence podcast. Today's lead is not a new benchmark or a larger model. It is a deadline. OpenAI scheduled Atlas to stop working on August 9th. The company warned that Atlas browser data, including bookmarks, open tabs, and browser history, would not transfer automatically as browser-based agent capabilities moved into ChatGPT and Codex. For one person, that is an export task. For a company that built a workflow around a hosted product, it is an operational dependency reaching end of life. And Atlas is not alone. OpenAI lists August 26th as the shutdown date for the assistants, a PI, with the responses and conversations, a PIs, as replacements. The official DALL-E GPT is scheduled to retire on August 30th. Anthropic retired Claude Opus 4.1 from its API on August 5th and recommends Claude Opus 4.8. The lesson is not that providers should keep every model and interface forever. Fast improvement requires change. The lesson is that AI retirement needs the same operational discipline as expiring certificates, database upgrades, and end-of-life libraries. An AI dependency can disappear at several layers. A user-facing product can close. An API can reach shutdown. A model identifier can stop accepting requests. A floating alias can silently point to different behavior. A replacement can change tool use, structured output, latency, or cost. And states such as histories, files, embeddings, or credentials may not move automatically. The obvious failure is an error response. The harder failure is valid output that is materially different. A changed tool call, a missed citation, a longer tail latency, a different refusal, or a workflow that now costs too much. This means migration has three separate jobs. First, preserve what must survive. Classify user content, task history, agent memory, vector indexes, tool credentials, audit evidence, prompts, and policies. Identify what belongs to your application and what exists only inside the provider surface. Do not confuse account retention with workflow continuity. A conversation can remain visible while the browser state, tool output, or external reference needed to continue the task is gone. Second, rebuild the contract. Replacing a model is not a string substitution. The contract includes input limits, tool definitions, response schemas, refusals, latency, regional availability, retention, and observability. Put an adapter at the provider boundary. The rest of the application should request a business capability, such as extracting an invoice or answering with citations, instead of passing a vendor-specific message object through the whole codebase. An adapter does not make providers identical. It makes their differences visible and gives the team one controlled place to handle them. Third, re-earn confidence. Anthropic's retirement guidance recommends thorough testing of replacement models on your own tasks before retirement. That last part matters. A benchmark improvement does not prove that the new model preserves the behavior your workflow needs. Replay real, sanitized tasks and known failure cases. Compare task completion, factual grounding, structured output, tool call validity, policy compliance, citation coverage, latency, cost, human review, and behavior under hostile input. Run old and new paths in shadow mode where possible. For agents that send messages, spend money, or change data, keep writes disabled on the shadow path and make tool execution idempotent. You want to compare decisions, not duplicate side effects. The durable control is an AI dependency register. For every production dependency, record the business capability, provider and exact version, accountable owner, consuming applications, associated state, risk tier, official lifecycle source, preferred replacement, evaluation gate, and rollback window. A provider retirement notice should not remain general technology news. It should become an own change event delivered to the teams whose systems are affected. With the assistance of PI deadline now 16 days away, the response plan is straightforward. Today, search code, environment configuration, dashboards, and provider usage for exposure. Name one migration owner and freeze new features on the retiring path. Within 48 hours, map threads, messages, files, tools, streaming, and stored identifiers. Separate provider-owned state from application-owned state. This week, implement the replacement behind an adapter or feature flag. Replay a risk-weighted evaluation set. Compare quality, tool behavior, latency, and cost. Before cutover, shadow critical traffic without duplicate writes. then move traffic with a clearly defined rollback decision. After the old service shuts down, recovery must use an alternate path. The retired dependency cannot be wished back into operation. Watch for 5 common traps. Do not wait for requests to fail. Shutdown is the last date to finish, not the first date to start. Do not trust floating aliases for critical workflows without explicit upgrade windows and regression tests. Do not test only the answer. Compare tool calls, approvals, and side effects. Do not forget hidden states such as browser history, threads, vector indexes, and hosted files. And do not declare success at cutover. Monitor errors, latency, cost, escalations, and user corrections after the release. The architectural goal is bounded replaceability. Business logic should be separate from provider transport objects. Prompts, policies, and schemas should be version controlled. State should have an owner and export path. Tool execution should be typed, idempotent, and independently authorized. Evaluations should run against multiple candidates. High-risk workflows should have a degraded mode or human fallback. You do not need to pretend every model is interchangeable. You do need to prevent one model name or product surface from becoming an invisible single point of failure. Today's verdict: AI teams should expect capability to improve and interfaces to expire. The reliable organization discovers exposure early, preserves the right state, validates the replacement, and cuts over before a provider deadline becomes its own incident. Now, test your knowledge with 5 questions. Question 1. What is the main operational lesson from Atlas reaching its scheduled shutdown date? Is it A, AI products never retain user data? B, hosted AI products and their state need explicit lifecycle and migration plans? C, every team should build its own browser? Or D, a shutdown date is only a suggestion? The answer is B, hosted AI products and their state need explicit lifecycle and migration plans. Question 2. Why is changing a model identifier not enough to complete a migration? Is it A, the replacement can differ in schemas, tool behavior, safety, latency, and cost? B, model names cannot be stored in configuration? C, newer models never support APIs? Or D, all prompts must be deleted during migration? The answer is A, the replacement can differ in schemas, tool behavior, safety, latency, and cost. Question 3. What should a production AI dependency register connect to each service? Is it A, only its marketing name? B, only its token price? C, an owner, consumers, state, lifecycle source, evaluation gate, and replacement path? Or D, a permanent promise that it will never change? The answer is C, an owner, consumers, state, lifecycle source, evaluation gate, and replacement path. Question 4. How should a team shadow test an agent that can create side effects? Is it A, allow both old and new paths to execute every write? B, disable writes on the shadow path and make tool execution idempotent? C, skip tool call comparison? Or D, use live customer accounts without controls? The answer is B, disable writes on the shadow path and make tool execution idempotent. Question 5. What does bounded replaceability mean? Is it A, every provider must behave identically? B, use only the lowest common denominator model features? C, keep provider differences explicit while separating business logic, state, and evaluation from the integration boundary? Or D, never pin model versions? The answer is C, keep provider differences explicit while separating business logic, state, and evaluation from the integration boundary. That concludes today's quiz and the Monday AI Operations Brief.